Candy Bird, PhD. The Columbus Story.
What was my question? So in the book, you told the...
Let's go back to the investment. No,
right. Okay. You told that the infamous Columbus with the ships and lagoon story?
Yeah.
Could you tell that story?
Right. Well, the way our brain is wired up, we only see what we believe is possible. We match patterns that already exist within ourselves through conditioning. So a wonderful story that I believe is true is that when the Indians, the Native American Indians on the Caribbean islands, saw Columbus's ships approaching, they couldn't see them at all because it was so unlike anything they had ever seen before. They couldn't see it. We create our own reality, and it didn't match.
So what did they see?
The way I heard it, they just didn't see anything. I mean, they just couldn't even see it. Just like it was, they were emotionally unable to deal with it, so they couldn't even see it.
So did they ever eventually see them?
Well, they must have. At some point, I think they sank a few and killed a few explorers, but I don't know that history. Do you know about that?
Well, I know the story from your book.
Right.
And actually, I've heard it in other places where...
A long time ago, I knew the whole story, but it was a long time ago.
They got it from the Portuguese priest, and eventually the shaman was out there, and the shaman was the first one who started seeing these weird waves over the water. Typical that a shaman would be the first one. It took him 3 weeks, and eventually he could see it.
Could see it like they thought it was trees. It's like denial. You don't. I mean, one of the interesting things is, you know, your eyes are moving all the time, and you know it's moving over this whole field of energy. And why does it focus and start to let in one area and not let in another? And it really just, we see what we want to believe too, and we just turn away from some things that are too unfamiliar or even unpleasant.